Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sulphur Springs Alliance Bank Vice President Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Emily comes and visits with us from time to time and tells us about what is going on in Sulphur Springs. Of course, she's former mayor.
Yes.
Of Sulphur Springs. I saw recently where the city council had a workshop to talk about vision.
Yes.
For Sulphur Springs. And to me, it seems Sulphur Springs has had quite a vision in recent years with everything that's happened downtown. But you're again looking to the future.
Looking to the future always, yes. And actually, a lot of the vision that has taken place in the past that you see now in Sulphur Springs has kind of been the vision of Mark Maxwell, who's the city manager. Mm. And in 1997, they came up with a 20-year comprehensive plan. So that, of course, ended in 2017, and they've started on a new comprehensive plan for the city with, you know, streets and layout and those kinds of things. But this is something that a couple of members of the current city council brought to Mark Maxwell and asked for this workshop just to kind of throw out some ideas of what they saw for the future of Sulphur Springs. And the really neat thing is that this is going to be on the agenda for regularly scheduled city council meetings going forward. Mm-hmm. Which I love.
So you had a meeting recently, and but that's just the start of
just
looking
the start.
Looking
yes.
forward to where the city of Sulphur Springs going in the future. And as they say, vision. I saw one thing that was discussed was the need for more housing and affordable housing.
More housing, yes. I mean, probably similarly to Hunt County, Hopkins County has very few homes that are available for sale. My husband, you know, it's mortgage, and he sees this on a daily basis. You know, we have a lack of inventory, and supply and demand really is in play here, and we have a lot of people moving in. As our industry continues to increase, as the EDC continues mm-hmm. to seek jobs elsewhere for Hopkins County, as they bring in businesses, those employees, they tend to purchase homes in and near their business. And so thankfully that's Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs, but that has, of course, decreased the inventory that we have.
So you're seeing some growth.
We're seeing some growth.
Population
yes.
growth. Yes. Because Sulphur Springs is a little further out away from Dallas. It's and that growth may eventually get to
right.
Hopkins County. But I would think when you have people moving in to work in Sulphur Springs, they're more likely to live in Sulphur Springs or Hopkins County than some people are, say, in Hunt County, where they can live in Rockwall
right.
or Roy City.
That's very true. And we have a lot of people who come out and they visit the schools and they see what all we have to offer this area. And that, a lot of times, is the deciding factor for them to actually go ahead and move versus making an hour and a half commute
yeah.
every single day.
Yeah. So, but you are seeing population growth and needing more housing.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is vice president at Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. And let's see some other things going on. There's a new Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce office about to open.
It is beautiful, and it's open. So if you have any needs in Sulphur Springs, if you're looking for a particular business, you can hop on by. It's right there on the square on Celebration Plaza. It's beautiful. If you ever saw it when the county had it, of course, there were a lot of needs that were very different, but it is just a complete 180. It's very light and airy and very open. And one really cool concept that they have some different businesses that are housing at the chamber, and this allows small businesses a place to go where they're not in their home. They're in a work environment, but it kind of allows those businesses to grow. So it's really benefiting the businesses of Hopkins County. I really like that a lot.
And it's on the square.
It's on the square, yes.
The courthouse square.
Yes, yes.
What is it next to? Or where
it's next to Miss Behaven, which is a clothing shop.
Uh-huh.
It's also right there on the square, and it's fantastic. You just walk in, huge windows, so they have a perfect, in my opinion, view of the entire square and of everybody mm. walking the square.
And then I see that what is now the Trans Texas Theater in Sulphur Springs having a major renovation.
Yes. So I'm very excited about this. I have, you know, three kids and we love going to the movies. But they're going to have some of the theaters. They're going to have the reclining seats. They're having a lot of painting that they're doing on the inside and outside of it and really kind of sprucing it up. And I think that's very indicative of people wanting to better what we already have, you know, reinvesting in Sulphur Springs. So I can't wait until the big reveal for that.
Yeah, with the reclining seats. Now I can go to the movies and sleep at the movie
that's
theater
right.
just like I go to sleep at home.
That's right.
That's great, huh?
You'll feel just at home.
That'll be fantastic. But they're having a new projection system, sound system, and they're talking about calling it the Bright Star
yes.
Theater, which that was the original name of Sulphur Springs, or community closely
well, It's actually not. So John Sellers, who's our local historian, there was another Sulphur Springs, and it was only in reference to the post office. So it was Sulphur Springs, Bright Star. But the town of Sulphur Springs was actually never named Bright Star.
Okay.
But we do have a lot of things of the name Bright Star, just to kind of tying the heritage together.
There was a nearby post office by that.
If you want to deliver mail to Sulphur Springs, you had to mail it to Sulphur Springs Bright Star.
So that is going on, and of course now the Fall Festival, Hopkins County Stew, is on the horizon. But let me ask you about something else that you mentioned, Colleen Hoover.
Yes,
it's amazing.
One of my favorite authors.
Well, one of America's favorite
Very
authors,
true.
Of many New York Times bestsellers, and she is from, at least, Hopkins County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's going to appear at an event in Roy City soon.
Yes. I'm excited to attend this. It's on Thursday, October 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m., and she's just going to have a question and answer session, and I've attended a couple of hers Q&A sessions, and they're just really fun. She's very down-to-earth, easy to talk with. She gives you any information, whether it's about her specific books or about writing or any of it. It's wonderful.
So this is Thursday, October 10th. What time?
6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 at the Roy City Library.
Roy City Library, yes.
Interesting. And the great Colleen Hoover, one of America's most popular authors from right here in Northeast Texas.
Get to see her in person.
Great. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
us. Thank you so much.
Emily Glass, Vice President of Alliance Bank in Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETN. We'll be right back.